get older, you can't remember what you're worried about, so you worry about that.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
You can never have enough aviation jokes in your day, so here's one to get things started. A guy asked his skydiving instructor, if my parachute doesn't open and the reserve chute doesn't open, how long do I have until I hit the ground? The skydiving instructor said, the rest of your life. Well, it's good to laugh, but we all know that anything to do with flight can be serious business. On September 27, 1965, U.S. Air Force pilot Colonel George Hall was flying reconnaissance over North Vietnam when his jet burst into flames. Hall parachuted to the ground where Viet Cong guerrillas captured and incarcerated him as a POW at the infamous Hanoi Hilton. Interrogated and tortured, he endured near starvation and solitary confinement, sometimes for months in a row. But Colonel Hall had an idea. He hid a stick in his tiny cell. While others gave in to despair, he turned his confinement zone to a practice field. Hall was a scratch golfer, meaning he was exceptional. He developed a virtual golf course in his mind, 18 holes that beckoned him to some faraway place where he could play the game he loved. Each day, the colonel awoke, looking forward to the day's round. He pulled on an imaginary collared shirt, golf socks, pants, and shoes. He donned an imaginary golf cap, hoisted an imaginary bag to his shoulders, and headed to the course. There, Hall dealt with those first tee jitters, calmed his nerves on the tee box, and selected the right club. He stood behind the ball for alignment, went through his customary setup routine, used his left thumb to represent the handle of the club, and placed his right hand around the thumb. Then he raised that stick to the apex of his swing and brought it through, holding his photo finish position, knowing from experience where the ball had gone. I'd play at least 9 holes every day, he later said. I'd visualize a golf course I had played and enjoyed. I'd hit every shot with that stick, and then I'd walk around that room. For instance, I'd hit my driver and then step off 240 yards or so around the room. I'd think about how long the hole was and decide what club to hit next. I not only walked from the tee to the green, but from the green to the next tee. I'd talk to people I imagined I was playing with. Colonel Hall never pretended he was squaring off against Arnold Palmer or Jack Nicklaus, just friends. He never imagined making birdies or eagles, just pars. A pleasant round of golf, that's all I wanted, he said. Guards watching him must have considered him certifiably insane. That crazy prisoner that swings an old stick, talking to imaginary people, he's lost his mind. The opposite was true. He was disciplining his mind, picturing the wonder of creation and the fairways around him, savoring the sounds of the birds, the wind, the club striking the ball. Sometimes the fairways weren't fair, the greens were too fast, the rough too high. Always, he made necessary adjustments. After each hole, Hall licked his imaginary pencil and wrote down his score. I can't wait to tell you the rest of his amazing story on an upcoming Laugh Again. Don't miss it. But for now, would you remember this? Our success in life is won or lost on the battlefield of the mind. Like never before, our minds are being crammed by images, worldviews, philosophies, and messages that imprison us. True freedom is found when we look beyond our circumstances, take our thoughts captive, and do what Ephesians 6 says, put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. Tell yourself the truth about what Jesus has done and is doing. That truth will set you free, and true joy will come.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.